and trusted with the situation of Moroccans abroad.
Thank you, President. As regarding trafficking of humans, we would recall that the Kingdom of Morocco has adopted a law on combating trafficking of persons in September 2016. This is based on four principal pillars: prevention, protection, continuity in the fight against the networks, and partnerships with civil society. We envisaged measures to protect victims and witnesses. There are early warning systems in place. We would like to recall that this law calls upon us to create a national commission for the protection of victims of trafficking of humans in order to coordinate all public policies in this area, ensuring efficacy in this work. We have a program aimed at a national strategy for immigration and asylum as regards managing our borders and fighting against trafficking. Along these lines, we have practical measures in place to strengthen our border management and to protect victims of trafficking and to fight against the criminal networks, working again with civil society organizations. As regards the protection of immigrants, we would recall that the Kingdom of Morocco continues with the implementation of its national policy in immigration and asylum. We're moving to the next phase, aiming to improve the administration of our immigrants. We have a program in step that is in keeping with our international commitments and with international human rights standards. We have a national strategy that allows for the implementation of this sectoral program. This allows